You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really do appreciate it. We got several different health and fitness topics we're going to dive into today, and now I'm going to toss it over to my lovely co-host to let you know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to be jumping into a little discussion on how we're planning on staying fit on our upcoming trip to Hawaii. And we're going to dive into a little bit of just breaking down kind of which exercises really burn the most calories, since that's a frequent topic, I think, question on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, people want to get the most bang for their buck.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they want to use their time the most efficient way. So we're going to talk about a chart I got from the Harvard School of Health about, you know, which exercises burn the most calories. But first, I'd like to talk about a little ETT training this week. I want to give a shout out to all the ETT training clients who adjusted their schedules around the recent tropical storm we had roll through here.
Colin.
Yeah.
I have something to say to you, Colin, and it's not nice.
I was surprised, though, because we had storms every day, but then, like, it was really the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
And we had to adjust the schedules, but all the clients were able to do it. And even if it was raining, we were able to take shelter and still get the work done. So, get the workout done. So, I want to say kudos to all those ladies and gentlemen that achieved that this week. It was an indicator of their dedication, which I like to see.
Yes, natural disasters will not deter from working out.
Mm-hmm, that was good. So now our training for the week. I kind of mentioned before that I'm officially out of the gym. So I'm kind of doing at-home training, my own training, in addition to any training sessions I do with clients. So one thing I was getting back into this week was DDP yoga. And for all those that don't know what that is, DDP, wow, I can't even say it.
You can't say it, though, which is interesting.
I know. DDP stands for Diamond Dallas Page. He's a former pro wrestler who actually created his own yoga system. And it actually is pretty good. I bought the DVDs, and I was kind of inspired to do it because I watched a documentary called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. Which, for all you that probably know wrestling, are familiar with Jake the Snake.
I have no idea who Jake the Snake is.
You don't know?
It sounds like a really perverted name.
My favorite wrestler. Growing up, he was my favorite. Because I love snakes, so, and he used to carry a big snake to the ring. But obviously, a lot of wrestlers, unfortunately, kind of fall into the either addiction to pain pills due to their injuries or which can lead to other addictions to, you know, other drugs and whatnot. And Jake the Snake was one of those former wrestlers. But he, Diamond Dallas Page, was one of his buddies and mentees. Jake the Snake mentored him. And, you know, then it turned around. They kind of flipped the script. And now, since DDP Yoga, or DDP, is now kind of a health and fitness professional, he reached out to Jake the Snake and kind of helped him get his life back and, you know, regain his health using his yoga system and just made him accountable and things like that. It's great, great documentary on Netflix. I know I love recommending documentaries. So that one's really good. That really doesn't have any agenda to it or anything. It's just kind of a redemption story, which I really enjoyed.
But now, I've heard you doing these yoga because, I mean, it's I've done many a type of yoga, and I think it's the Hatha yoga that you're like breathing very specifically. It's almost like loudly. It sounds a little bit like that, but there's just lots of manly sounds whenever you do this. And I've only heard it. I haven't like peeked around the corner to spy, but I've heard the sounds.
It's a little bit more active, you know. You do hold traditional poses too, but there's a little bit more movement associated with it, you know, almost like using your body's resistance, what he calls dynamic resistance in the DVDs, to try to essentially give yourself a body weight workout.
It's like a power yoga.
Yes. So it's very active, and DDP leads the workout on the DVD. So he's like super motivating, and I recommend it to anybody, especially people that are trying to get back into an exercise routine, because he has tons of modifications. He actually, on the screen, he'll have like the advanced group and the easy, or the, like the, you know, the non-advanced group in there to show the different type of modifications. So I think it's really good for somebody who is just trying to get back to being active. So I love that. I know I tweeted out at DDP and he retweeted it and gave me a compliment about, you know, good work getting back on the train or getting back on the horse. So, and in addition to that, I had another thing that I've been started recently for my mental health, which was an app I've heard on tons of podcasts advertised called Headspace. And it was a kind of a daily meditation. I was actually just listening to something recently about the difference between TM meditation and I think it's mindfulness.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what this meditation is. You know, it's you just start the app, put your headphones in, and they walk you through kind of...
It's a led meditation.
Yes. So it's a led meditation. And it was good. You know, it's something to... I was starting it out on my... in the mornings. It kind of a part of my morning routine. And it helped me kind of, you know, get a little bit more focused and a little more kind of energized, really. And that's something I was going to try to incorporate into my, not even try to do it a daily routine, just because we've been so busy as of late, you know, trying to get a little heads, you know, I don't want to steal their name, their product name, but get a little headspace is kind of a good idea.
Yeah, and in a future discussion, we'll probably dive a lot more into meditation and, I mean, the benefits, but also the challenges, because I've tried meditation before, and it is something I really would love to do. It's just really, really hard for me. Like, my meditation is almost like when I'm working out. Like, there's a certain zone I get into, and that's like, that's my version of meditation, to actually sit down and go through, like, even just a voice-led meditation is really hard for me. So, I mean, it's awesome that you found this app. I'll probably check it out. But I think that it's something that it deserves a little bit more discussion in the future, too.
I agree, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, especially Tim Ferriss's. He talks to, he interviews a lot of, you know, very successful people. And he asks, like, what kind of their daily routine is, especially a morning routine. And a lot of them mention, especially TM or Transcendental meditation, something, you know, really that's involved, totally that you get a mantra, basically.
Yeah.
And a lot of them use that. So it definitely has a lot of benefits, and I'm trying to, you know, incorporate that more into my exercise, my daily routine and workouts. What about you? What are you doing for your... How was your week of workouts?
Oh, boy. Well, damn, Colin really screwed up the beginning of my week. And I'm not going to lie, I was super unmotivated. I don't know if it was just, like, the rain and just kind of how that threw everything off. I don't know. But I started off the week, I don't think I did a workout Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I think I did a workout Wednesday, and I did two others. I mean, that's my bare minimum is three a week. And they were good, but, like, I didn't get to spinning. I didn't get to yoga. It was not a great week for me. So I'm looking to dive back in, like, super strong over the weekend and really pick it up next week and come back with a strong, like, five workout week. But, you know, this week I couldn't pull it together.
Yeah, sometimes some weeks you're able to get it. I mean, your schedule allows you to.
Yeah,
you
know? I worked really late this past week too. I was at work like 8 o'clock at night, at least 3 days.
Yeah, and that's
it's exhausting.
It's tough, and it's a grind. I mean, that's what we try to share with you all on a weekly basis. That's why we share our training with you guys, because we know how difficult it is to have an exercise routine or try to incorporate a regular exercise routine into your daily life and trying to plan it around your commitments that you have to do, you're obligated to do,
yep.
It's not easy. And we don't always succeed. And I'm sure you guys don't always succeed. That's why I think sharing it with our trials and tribulations as far as trying to keep a exercise routine is important.
Yep. And what motivates us to get back on the wagon right. when we fall off.
Yep. Kind of taking a week, tally, seeing our weekly tally, see how the previous week was, that kind of motivate us to be better the next week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we got into our training. Now get into kind of the health and fitness topics we summarized in the beginning. Like you mentioned, we're heading to Hawaii soon.
I know. Talk about something that I think is going to be really easy to get motivated for is staying fit when we go on. This is technically our official honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing, I think, 8 days is technically what we're going to be in Hawaii for. But part of it, of course, is the travel because we're on one side of the world. We're basically going almost halfway around the world. But I'm super excited. And I know that you actually posed the question, I think, as to like, how do we stay fit and active? Especially, I mean, we're going on vacation.
Right.
I'm not convinced we're going to be active every single day, but like getting ideas, we got some good ones.
Yeah. And especially for us, because when we go on vacation, we take our time by the pool, laying around, lounging and relaxing.
Have some cocktails.
Yeah. But we like to get out and, you know, we want to experience it by being active. So
we've tried the whole like just lay around and do nothing, and we ended up being ridiculously active and biking over an entire island.
Yeah, when we went to Key West. Yes.
So we're just not great at the nothing.
So I, like Shannon mentioned, we post a question on Facebook asking, you know, if anybody had any tips for staying active on vacation or in Hawaii. And our friend Ada Trinidad, she told us about the Road to Hana, which a lot of people have been mentioning.
A lot of people, because we're going to Maui for the first few days, and we're staying at a resort like on the north side or end of the island. And Road to Hana is, I think, about an hour's drive from where we're going to be. And then, of course, it's actually like a long drive up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stop at all these places, and I think they recommended, I mean, a few people recommended doing that and stopping.
Yeah, a few people recommended, and Ada actually had a trail for us. She mentioned, this is going to be fun, me trying to mention the names of the Hawaiian names. Pipawai Trail, 4 mile round trip hike through a neat forest that ends on Waimuku Falls.
So apparently there's only 7 consonants in the entire Hawaiian language.
Right.
And
I believe
like but I mean like the pronunciation is actually like pretty straightforward, but
Waimuku Falls then. Okay. Well, that's good, because we definitely hiking was one of the things we're talking about. We definitely want to do that. I don't know. We said we probably are not going to go all the way up Road to Hana to the top.
Yeah.
But like maybe, you know, a half trip and then hike around. I'd love to go to a waterfall. That's something I would love to check out.
I would love to leave at like the crack of dawn one day and try to do something like that.
Yeah.
Because just the photographs alone would be amazing. And I think mm-hmm. some people recommended like getting a really early start. Some other people that I talked to, they said if you're going to do it, start really early because it gets busy. And if you're not going all the, like, if you're going all the way to the top, you're definitely going to need the extra time.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not obsessed going all the way to the top. I love to, you know, just hiking in general. So our friend Christine Gould, she said snorkeling. It's gorgeous. I think snorkeling's already on our list to do. And she also said on an unhealthy note, go to Slappy Cakes for breakfast. It's heaven. So
ooh.
That we'll put that on the
Slappy
restaurant.
Slappy Cakes.
And we love breakfast. So one of my family friends, Pam Cosgrove, said the rainforest on, I'm assuming that meant Kauai. She also recommended playing a round of golf on Kauai, which I know you don't do. You don't play golf, and
I probably wouldn't subject you to that. I can drive a ball. I can hit balls at the driving range. If you actually want me to direct the balls in a specific direction, however, though, it would be an incredibly long game. Like, days.
That is something to do, stay active, is play golf, especially if you walk it.
Yeah,
and extremely active.
A lot of people, I mean, even, like, I know your brother, like, everywhere he goes, him and his wife, Lauren, yeah, like, they golf everywhere.
Yep.
And it's just kind of a cool way to see, you know, the general area, too, because, like, every golf course is different.
Yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful in Hawaii.
So yes.
I don't know if that's one thing we'll do, but, like I said, hiking, snorkeling, God, I would love to snorkel. I know one of the, my, another buddy of mine, talked about, he stayed at the Ritz where we're going to stay in Maui. He talked about going out every morning and snorkeling. He said that was awesome.
I think, where we're staying on Maui is they have like basically a whole stretch of beach that's right by their resort. That's right along their resort. So it's relatively private. And we also talked to some friends who said that there are some sea turtles or something not too far away from there where you can just basically walk into the water and there's a bunch of sea turtles there. So I personally would be happy doing almost nothing else as long as I can snorkel and just be in and around the water as much as possible. Like, I would love to go hiking once, you know. But we actually do have, you know, after all the feedback, we did actually plan some excursions and very, I would say, pretty darn active trip in Kauai.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're splitting our time between Maui and Kauai.
Yeah, we're spending like an additional day in Kauai. And because that is like the most nature centric, very jungle covered island. It is like the garden island of all of them. It's, I guess it's the oldest island, which is why the plants and everything have developed so much more. But we're doing three different excursions because we said we're determined to experience all the aspects of the island. So we're doing an air excursion, which we're doing the open door helicopter ride.
Oh yeah.
So let us know out there if you've ever done that before. And we're doing the sea exploration with a, like, 5.5 hour catamaran ride that includes snorkeling, hopefully with some turtles. And then we have a jungle-type experience where we're actually, like, ATVing it up into the jungle, and then we're going down this sort of, like, irrigation track it's basically like a long lazy river.
Not as lazy.
That's, you're gonna be in a tube, and you're gonna be like going through like this long irrigation track, and it sounds and it looks amazing.
Yeah, we've seen the videos posted on Facebook. A bunch of people posted it on my page, and after we already knew we were going to do it, and I was like, oh yeah, we're going. I call it not so lazy river just because you are wearing helmets while you're on the trip. So it's not like the lazy river at your amusement park. Yeah.
Then
the lazy rivers. It's not, you know, it's no whitewater rafting. So.
Right.
But yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's going to be awesome.
And we're staying a 5-minute walk away from a little like private bay area. Yep. And I'm determined to go down there at least once every single day and just meander into the water explore.
We're going to be doing tons of walking, hiking, snorkeling. Maybe when we're in Maui, there might be a time for me to find like a jiu-jitsu place to just go take like a free open mat or something. We'll see. You know, I don't want to. Don't want to plan ahead. We're just gonna, you know,
we're gonna wing it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
That's something we look at. So, and of course, you know, I know the Ritz always has a great gym facility.
We'll probably take advantage of it.
We'll take advantage of it there because we're doing the exact. We're not gonna stay at the Ritz in Kauai or anything like the Ritz in Kauai.
No, we're doing the Ritz-Carlton experience. Very like pampered. Thank you very much to my wonderful godmother who helped us make that possible.
Make everything
possible. Yeah, the whole trip.
Yeah.
Her and her husband. But also, then, like, the opposite side of the spectrum, we're staying in basically a treehouse in Kauai. There's no bathroom. Like, you have to walk. It's like almost like a commune area where you have to, like, walk to the bathroom. You walk to the kitchen. It's all shared. The bathroom and shower apparently are right off the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's chickens everywhere and... You just have a little private, like, little treehouse to yourself. And that's where we're going to be staying. No AC. It's going to be a little rustic.
Yeah.
A little rustic
experience. I'm looking forward to it.
I am very excited for that, too.
Yeah. And like we mentioned, we want to thank family and friends who really made this trip possible.
Oh my gosh, yes. Because,
I mean, without their help and things, we wouldn't... Well, I mean, we were going to do it this year, but their help really made it a lot easier on us.
Basically, so. Everything we're doing is going to be sponsored by one of our friends or family, which is just incredible. So we're able to really take advantage and do a lot because... Who knows? Everybody keeps saying once you go out to Hawaii, you're going to want to come back every year, but that's...
Yeah, I don't know if it's
feasible. I don't know if we'll be able to swing it that frequently.
All right, so we listed several of the activities we're going to do while we're on vacation. And like we mentioned in the beginning, there is a chart that... I guess it's a chart or kind of like a little bit of a
table,
thank you, about kind of breaks down the amount of calories burned by a specific exercise.
By weight.
Like, yeah, so
depending on your weight.
The way the table's broken down, they have gym activities, and then they have for 125-pound person, 155, and 185-pound person, okay? And they have lots of activities on here. I mean, it goes down. Now, this is from, it is from the Harvard Health Publications, Harvard Medical School.
And it's calories burned in 30 minutes of these various different activities.
Right, exactly. So we got some basic ones, weightlifting. So for the 125, it would say 90 calories per 30 minutes. And then 155, 112, 185, 133. And some other stuff.
Ooh, there's yoga.
Yeah, the yoga you mentioned earlier, the Hatha yoga.
You burn more during yoga than you do weightlifting in general.
Interesting. How about that? Yeah, so for the Hatha yoga, 125 is 120, 155 is 149, 185-pound person, 178 calories per 30 minutes, which is interesting.
Yeah, so we'll just give you a range. Just know when we say, like, it's from this to this range... We're taking the lower weight class to the higher weight class. Look at the elliptical trainer. Kills it.
Yeah, elliptical trainer. And it says general, which I guess doesn't mean extreme or, you know.
It's probably like an average of all levels.
Yeah, for the 125, 270, then 335, then all the way up to 400. If for a 185 person, 400 calories.
270 to 400 calories in 30 minutes. That is really impressive.
Yeah, that looks like, they actually do it by, it goes down in. So they said vigorous stationary bicycling is the most for gym activities. So obviously spinning class. Ranges from 315 up to 466 calories for the 185 per person, 185-pound person in 30 minutes.
So I think a lot of people probably do the rowing machines too. They range from 255 to 377 calories.
Yeah, for vigorous
rowing. In half an hour. And I mean, that's... You see people doing those machines, and I know I always wondered, I'm like, what does it really do? So that's actually a pretty good one.
Now let's get into some sport activities for you guys. Ooh.
Curling.
Curling, where's, oh, curling.
They curling have, is 120 to 178 calories in a half hour. Wow.
Now, for golf, we mentioned earlier, golf in the cart, you have it from 105 calories to 155, respectable. But then if you walk it, it's 165 up to 244 calories.
If you carry your own clubs, we're not talking about, you know, you have your little caddy dragging your stuff. You got to do the heavy lifting.
Look at this one. This is what we're going to be doing. Snorkeling. Yes. On the chart says 150 calories up to 222 calories.
So if we did a half an hour of snorkeling a day when we're there, we'll burn almost 200 calories.
Yeah. For sure.
Just that alone.
I like that. And then walking. So walking, which a 4.5 mile per hour pace, which is probably what we'll do when we're hiking. I don't know if they have hiking on here.
Yeah, they do. It's right there. Hiking, cross country, and then I'm sure they have other types.
Yeah, so hiking's about 180 calories up to 266 calories for the 30 minute. Swimming's up there. Swimming's one which I've been thinking about getting back into because apparently we have a nice lap pool pretty close to here. It's 180 calories up to 266. Yeah, it's a city, run lap pool. Oh. What other ones kind of people probably get into?
Running.
Ah, running. So you have 5 mile per hour pace, 12 minute mile, 240 up to 355 calories per 30 minutes. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So I mean, if you run 5 miles, you know, you do it for an hour, you know, depending on where your weight is, you can do over 500 calories.
Oh, here's one for you: boxing or sparring, anywhere from 270 to 400 calories.
Nice.
That's I like doing like the boxing, kickboxing type mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. We got martial arts, judo, karate, kickbox. Which is, you know, kind of more specific to what we do, what ETT does, 300 calories up to 444 calories for 30 minutes of exercise.
Okay, so you see people swimming in the pool. You see people doing the crawl swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've kind of always like giggled. I'm like, oh, like, I mean, I'm not a great swimmer, but I can swim. Mm-hmm. The crawl, actually, you do that for a half an hour and you're freaking burning calories. It's anywhere from 330 to about 488 calories.
Yeah, that's so pretty impressive.
I will never laugh at anyone again.
Yeah, I know swimming's one of the best resistance exercises you can do because it's total body and you're working your lung capacity too. Yeah, especially if you put your head underwater and breathe properly.
Basically, swimming runs like 300 to 500 plus calories depending mm-hmm. what you're doing. So I mean, swimming is an amazing full body exercise. I mean, we're not going to go through every single one of these. There is a ridiculously long list.
Right.
Outdoor activities probably has some of the things that we're going to be doing.
The one I want to mention real quick, rope jumping, jump rope, which I always tell people is the best, most cost-efficient piece of equipment and exercise you can do. Buy a jump rope, $5 to $10 at the most. You jump rope once a day, you're gonna burn at least up anywhere between, you know, 300 to 444 calories, it says.
Yeah, so, if you can do it for 30 minutes, even if you can only do it for 15 minutes, you're still gonna burn over 100 calories. Yeah. You're probably gonna burn like close to 200 calories.
Especially if you do it once you get really good at it, you can do it extremely high level pretty fast and you'll burn even more. All right, so outdoor activities.
Oh, wow, they've got, like, gardening on there, weeding, they've got, chopping and splitting wood, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Mowing the lawn. You did that yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit of that, so I burned probably about 160, 170 calories.
Yeah, so that, compared to when you're sleeping, or better yet, when you're watching TV, if you're sitting around watching TV, yes, you do still burn calories, but you're only burning 23 to 33 calories in a half hour.
And that's one thing we talk about. I know it's hard to exercise yourself thin. You know, exercise is really beneficial, not only for, you know, keeping, you know, your joints all your muscle groups in proper working order so you can move and be able to be upright longer later in life. And also it's good for your mental capacity, but you're really you want to exercise, not necessarily to stay thin. You want use your diet to control that. Exercise is for kind of other things. And if you don't exercise, as we say here, if you stand around instead, sit and watch TV, you're not going to burn any calories. You can see basic stuff, even if you go outside and, you know, do any gardening, it's almost, there's 100 more calories. Well, I mean, depending on how big you are, you can do 100, 150 more calories per 30 minutes.
Yeah, and meanwhile, if you're planning on doing some serious, like, binge streaming of Orange is the New Black that's coming out on Netflix, you do, like, 4 hours of that, you're only really burning about 120 calories, so...
This is table is extensive, to say the least. Like I said, they got home daily life activities, home repair, occupational activities. Somebody roofing. Somebody who sits and does computer work, every 30 minutes, they bear them between 40 calories and 60 calories, opposed to
firefighter.
A firefighter who can burn, well, I'm assuming when they're at a fire, 360 up to 533 calories per 30 minutes.
They even have horse grooming.
They have standing masseuse too. Coaching sports, welding.
This is definitely worth checking out.
Right. So this was updated, it says, this year. It was originally first printed in 2004, but it was updated this year. So I'm assuming they probably add tallies to it or add activities to it daily. I mean, not on a year-to-year basis. But that's kind of good. It kind of shows you the different variety between what exercise burn more calories, which is important. You know, like I said, the main thing I take away from that, and I'm glad they have it, you know, you can easily see that. I mean, I'm sure people know the difference between just sitting around opposed to actually getting out and being active.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if you only have a little bit of time in your day, I mean, not all of us have 1 to 2 hours to go and work out. I mean, if you're like me, you have like a half an hour on a daily basis during the week, and you have to make sure you maximize that. So looking at some of the activities on there that do burn much more within that half hour, that's going to be what you want to try to get in at least a few times a week.
Yeah.
So that, balancing it out.
That's a good point, because, you know, finding what's the most, you know, get your bang for your buck, you know,
like what you like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, way you can burn the most calories with the, you know, in the time that you have allotted.
Yep.
You know, so I think that's a super good point. And this chart's pretty interesting. There's a lot, like I said, we touched on a couple of things. And there's way more items on that chart, so check it out. And I think that's all we got for them today. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's it. And I mean, now we're going to go do one of the items on there, which is shopping, grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That is a super exciting thing to do, too.
Guys, we really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You know, we're checking our numbers, and we really appreciate you guys and the feedback, too. We got our first iTunes review recently, so that's awesome. So please keep rating, reviewing, commenting. Let us know how we can get better. And also share it with a friend. You know, we want to try to reach the most people possible. Share the good word of fitness with everyone and anyone.
Yeah, and if you're interested in a specific topic or you have any questions for either of us, just give us a shout on any of the social channels, and we're on them frequently.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think that's all we got for them.
All righty.
All right, thank you for listening to this episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.